One of the bases on which we kind of base our sort of current teaching methodologies is the idea that the way that people learn their first language, particularly children, we should try to replicate that when we learn or teach a second language. And I've always had doubts about that. First of all, even the idea that children actually learn a language quicker than adults. If you think, for example, of a child of, say, 5 years old, and I remember reading this once in an article by Guy Cook, I think it's called Language Play and Language Learning. It was written in the ELT journal in 1997. I've got a copy here, in fact, it's in the July edition. And he was writing about this, and he was saying, well, if you, for example, were doing, if you were a child, you get more or less 14 hours a day of language input every day for the first 5 years of your life, and that would come to a total of about 25,000 hours of top-notch, top-quality language tuition, because your teachers and your mother and your father or those around you are giving you really good language input that you can understand. They're happy to repeat things, they're happy to correct you. There are all sorts of different sort of techniques that people use to help children to learn a language. So the child's getting super language tuition, and yet after 5 years, they don't necessarily speak that well. In fact, the complete opposite, they tend to be very restricted. They can speak a little bit, they can't write, they can't read, they're unaware of different styles of language, they have a limited vocabulary. So my feeling is, in fact, that, you know, if you was to compare that with an adult, if you was to give an adult 25,000 hours, which is years and years, if they were going to class 5 hours a day, that would take absolutely years for them to complete that number of hours of classes. If they were getting the same level of language tuition and the same quality of language tuition, an adult would speak a lot better. I remember myself in Spain after 5 years, I could read a newspaper, I could read a novel, okay, there was some vocabulary, I knew how different styles and appropriacy of language, I could even write fairly well in Spanish, and that was after 5 years. So this idea that children actually learn faster than adults is I completely refute it. I don't think that it's actually true. I think also there's a bit of a contradiction, because we also talk about language learning in terms of what we call the top-down process and the bottom-up process. Now, the top-down process is this idea that you bring to your learning, it's related to sort of constructivism in a way, this idea that you bring to your learning previous knowledge, and that helps you to understand the context and relate the things that you're learning to what you bring in. And we do this a lot when we're doing sort of reading exercises or listening. We try to get the students to think about the context first. So there's a contradiction there, because obviously adults are the ones that can do a lot of top-down learning, because they can bring into play a lot of their own experiences in their first language, and obviously that's going to help them to learn their second language. Because that's what we're saying. We're saying that top-down learning is an important part of language learning. Obviously, children can't do that because they haven't got so many experiences and so much that they can bring into play in terms of appropriacy, styles, predicting vocabulary, understanding context. And so, for me, there's a contradiction. In one point, we seem to be arguing that children learn better than adults. In another part, we're suggesting that a lot of language learning takes place because of top-down processing. But it's actually adults that can top-down process more effectively than children, because they can bring more to play. So my feeling is that really, it's not true. I think there are certain things about the way that children learn the language. I think we could argue, for example, from a kind of muscular point of view, that they perhaps pronounce the language better than adults do if they're learning a second or third language. But I've even got my doubts about that. I think a lot of the way that adults pronounce the language, it has a lot to do with how they feel about that particular language. So, for example, there have been studies where they've looked at people that live in a country and identify with that country. Say, for example, Italians living in London, and those Italians who live in London who connect with the country and identify themselves with London will end up adopting a Cockney accent or a London accent, whereas those Italians that don't, who still feel linked to their own country, will generally maintain the accent from the country. So I wonder whether a lot of accent is to do with other factors, psychological factors as well. We often talk about prosodic features. Anyway, that's my thoughts on the topic.